Soldier in Buckskin by Ray Hogan. Rifle ready and at his side, Kit Carson lay quietly in the rocks above the trail and listened. The muffled cries and scuffling sounds that had brought him to an alert a few moments earlier were growing louder. The sounds came again, louder scuffling, and this time a more pronounced cry, that of a woman, Kit judged. A moment later he saw the cause. Two hard-bitten trappers, clad in customary buckskins, moccasins, and low-crowned, flat-brimmed hats, came into view. One was half-dragging, half-carrying a young Indian girl, probably not yet in her teens, toward an arroyo in which was a thick stand of rabbit-brush and other rank growth. Carson waited no longer. Gathering his feet under him, Hawken rifle firmly gripped, he rose swiftly and dropped off the bluff onto the trail a half a dozen strides ahead of the trappers. Both came to an abrupt halt. An oath exploded from the smaller man's lips, but he did not release his grasp on the girl.
"Now what the hell do you want?" he demanded.
Kit, the Hawken leveled at the larger of the pair, nodded at the girl.
"Turn her loose. She ain't wantin' to go with you."
The trapper grinned, took a tighter hold on the girl.
"It ain't what she wants that's going to be good for her. It's what she's going to get."
Carson shook his head.
"Let her go," he repeated quietly.
"Well, now, mister, if you're wanting a little of her, too, why, you just wait till I get her stripped, and then we can all have us some fun. And me and Zeb ain't hoggish. We'll share. Who might you be, anyway?"
"Name's Carson."
"Kit Carson?"
"Right. Now leave her."
"Heard about you, Kit. I'm Seth Grieg, my partner."